The most merciful thing in the world is man's inability to correlate all of his mind's contents. But the sciences one day, some say it is already upon us, will eventually open up such terrifying vistas of reality that we'll either go mad from the revelation or flee into blissful sleep, peace and safety of another new dark age. I'm Mark Edward Smith. These words are H.P. Lovecraft's. We give you the horror in clay.
Yeah, I was working on this head at the moment. I need to put some scales on the body as well, and they tend to flow a bit more with the body, get a few more curves.
Babylon that lies next to and above its Cornwall.
Its slight accent into CC Sheffield Cornwall. The professor knows the youth is completely ignorant of pagan cryptic or biblical lore. He ponders and reflects over the sculpture. Professor phones sculpture. Who says,
as I said, it was a dream of dark dripping stone, of a fractured voice whose vowels were impenetrable. I was not stoned, Professor, honestly. My grant has run out, but the only two vowels or sounds frequently repeated that I could make out were...
Contents are clay bas relief, with bits of fever jotted strewn around inside the packing. The bas relief is rectangle, 6 inches by 5 inches, 1 inch thick. The hieroglyphics, neither ancient nor modern, sort of Cornwall slash modern art. On top is a creature, as if just made. Description, cross between octopus, human, dragon. Pulpy, tentacles, head, scaly body, half-grown wings. Behind this is a small 2x4 vista, ionic columns. Attached to a large sheet of paper with large felt pen writing saying Kithalu, Kitholu, Kithulu, cult. Martin reads the two columns. One, dream and dream, work of H.A. Wilcox. No relation to Toya. 7, Newbury Street, Penzance.
The professor phones the sculptor who says,
as I said, it was a dream of dark, dripping stone, of a fractured voice whose vowels are impenetrable.
Mental illness group folly, see in sight.
Bearing a Penzance Bay Gazette heading, dated 1969. Comfortable leafy suburb, green, lilac, German type houses, a lot of dark green, ominous. Pale thin youth, pretentious, walks up hesitatingly to the front of a house with a package. He looks like a cross between so-and-so and the singer out of Or. He is nervous and affected. A balding Mike Hill type opens the door. He is a professor, Martin's great uncle. Brooke recognizes him. The son of a respected family knows him, and he'd been in sculpture college. Youth hands prop package. It is clay bas relief, but not before saying,
I made this last night in a dream of cities, new and old, dreams older than the Gallic Sea or the old Atlantic or the garden-girdled Babylon that lies next to and above its Cornwall.
Its slight accent into CC Sheffield Cornwall. The professor knows the youth is completely ignorant of pagan cryptic or biblical lore. He ponders and reflects over the sculpture. Professor phones sculpture, who says,
as I said, it was a dream of dark dripping stone, of a fractured voice whose vowels were impenetrable. I was not stoned, Professor, honestly. My grant has run out, but the only two vowels or sounds frequently repeated that I could make out were...
Suicide. 6, 9.